Thank you for telling me, Sister Fazana. I forgot to record. Khalas. All right, let me just recap for the those who are watching recording. Unmute. You can most definitely unmute, yes. Hold on. So here I am. We're going to do Jumla Ismiya regular, Jumla Ismiya practice, and then Jumla Ismiya with Inna. Regular Jumla Ismiya, the first word we started off today was Shaheed. That's a witness. Huwa Shaheed, he is a witness. Huwa, Umtada, Shaheed, Khabar. And then, no related. Then, Nafs, and then Ha, himself. He is a witness upon himself. Huwa Shaheedun ala Nafsihi. Huwa, Umtada, Shaheedun Khabar. Ala Nafsihi, Mullah, Mullah, Filay. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot to press record. That would have been pretty bad. So, you saved us there. Alhamdulillah, Fazal. All right, now, I said we're going to make this more interesting, right? Okay, let's make it more interesting. He is a witness upon himself, he is a witness. Do you see what I did there? I'm trying to emphasize upon himself. How would you do that? Let me refresh your memory. Okay, from the textbook. So now there will be okay. There is a way to add emphasis, which is like Sister Michelle is saying through Inna. And there is a way to add emphasis, which is by switching the normal order of Jumla Ismiya. Okay? The normal order is Mubtada Khabar related. The related to Khabar can be brought before the Khabar for emphasis. Alright. That is what I'm actually looking for. The related to khabar before the khabar, please attempt this. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right. Very good. I have a few people saying something nice. Well done. Huwa. Mubtada still remains in the beginning, huh? Mubtada is still in the beginning. There's no problem. All right. Huwa. Ala. Nafsihi. Shaheedun. You with me, people? Huwa ala nafsihi shaheedun. Same exact analysis. Mubtada, khabar, related to khabar. Right? Exactly the same analysis. But I brought the related to khabar before the khabar. So my order is mubtada, then related, then khabar. And that's why when I bring the related part becomes emphasized. Is that clear? Okay. Oh, we'll talk about that, Sister Fazana. Hold on. What if I wanted to say, the example of the khabar before the related, right? The example before the khabar, or the related before the khabar, I'm sorry, related before the mubtada, that is in the situation where you want to make the meaning of exclusive. Okay? Or you have a indefinite mubtada. Okay? Those are the two reasons why. Now, in this sentence that we're practicing, you can't really necessarily do that. You have to have a different sentence. But I have some examples for Quran I want to show you later on. Is that okay, sister, for that? If you can hold on to that part. Okay? All right. Now, I want to emphasize by saying, indeed, he is a witness upon himself. How would I do that? This is a tricky one, because we didn't do this in class yet. So if you got this, mashallah. Bada wishfik ahsant. Sister Halima ahsanti, well done. But adobir in, huwa is marfu'. Remember that. Excellent, sister Michelle. Innahu. Very good. Okay, this is a tricky one. I like I said to you, I have inna. Now, if I say, that's indeed, right? If I say, inna huwa, is this correct? Like, what's problematic with that? Huwa, standalone pronoun is? What status? Marfu'. Right? I need something that is mansub. So what do I do? Attached pronoun. Perfect. Excellent. Okay. How does that look like? Inna hu. Make sense? Innahu shahidun ala nafsihi. Correct? People, are you with me? All right. So, my how do I start looking at this? I would say harf nasb. Harf nasb is inna, right? Next thing I need is what? Okay, I will, Brother Mushfiq. Just look at this. Huwa. Huwa is standalone pronouns. Pronouns that come by themselves, they're always marfu. Attached pronouns are either mansub or majroor. Since we have inna, we will need the ism inna to be mansub. Thus, we cannot have huwa. Huwa has to be replaced with hu. You with me, Brother Mushfiq? Why is it mansub after inna? Quick refresher. Inna is one of the things that affects jumla ismiya, right? Yes or no? Inna and its sisters. and it affects the tashkil. Inna Allaha basirun bil ibad. It affects the terminology. Number two, we have harf nasb. We don't have mubtada anymore. We say ism inna. We don't say khabar. We say khabar inna. And we say related remains related. Okay, and the effect on meaning is indeed. Three changes happen. Is that clear, Brother Mushfiq? And the rest of you, inshallah, who, it's good that you asked because this is good review for us. Yes? Okay. Yes, last class. Ism inna. What is ism inna, people? Ism inna is who. Correct? Ism inna is the attached pronoun who. Very good. Now we have something we can actually add to our, the table, attached pronoun learning table. We have another thing we can add here. When attached pronoun attaches to harf nas, for example, inna hu. The attached pronoun is ism inna. This is the example of that. Innahu. We'll see more examples of it. Don't worry. Okay. Next, I have khabar inna. What's khabar inna for me?
Ala nafsihi.
Khabar.
Oh,
shahidun. And then my related remains.
Ala nafsihi.
Right? Everything remains the same. Okay. Now, are you okay so far, people?
Yes.
Now I want to ask you to do something interesting. Indeed, he is a witness upon himself. Now, what am I doing? I have inna, ism inna. And then what do I have? Related or khabar? Related. And then I will have khabar inna. Okay, people, how would I say that? Indeed, he is a witness upon himself. Amazing. Well done. Mashallah to those of you who are typing. The rest of you also, if you can type this, please, and inshallah, take a moment to figure this out. Ahsantum. Ahsantum, brother Dober. Sister Thamar, brother Musa, sister Hanima. The few of you went before scrolled up. Where is it? Sister Ziyad, Ahsanti, well done. This is an idea, well done. Ahsanti, Sister Maryam. Sister Zahida, excellent. Okay, very cool. Innahu, I think now everybody's getting the hang of it. Ala nafsihi shahidun. No problem, no problem. Notice what has happened, right? What was our mubtada changed into ism inna, and everything else is the same, right? In fact, in this sentence, the analysis is exactly the same as before. Innahu shahidun ala nafsihi. But now the interesting thing, of course, is that ala nafsihi is before. Innahu ala nafsihi shahid. That related part is before the khabar inna, and that is emphasized. Are you with me, Vivo?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
The related is before khabar inna. Do you see how it's before khabar inna? Mm-hmm. Now, this is how many types of emphasis are here in this sentence?
Two.
Two, right? One part that's emphasized is what?
Indeed.
Indeed, and that's emphasizing the who, right? He. Because indeed will emphasize
the who.
The who. Is that does that make sense?
Yes.
You can also think of like indeed as like coming in, and the mubtada is what gets emphasized by inna, right? By the indeed. But then you also want to highlight that this person is a witness upon themselves, upon himself. That is the part, like his actions bear witness to what he does. So that, folks, is one another way of emphasizing. I'm just showing you how there's different ways to emphasize something. Okay, now let's make the sentence also interesting. I want you to say
more interesting.
More interesting. If there are two emphases related, so this is just one way of adding emphasis, Mr. Sister Samar. A way to add emphasis is you add inna, and you can switch the order of related and khabar and khabar. These are just ways of doing it. And then we'll learn a few more on Monday, a few other ways of adding emphasis, inshallah. I'm just showing you all the different ways. And then when we study the way in the Quran, this ayah has this, this ayah has that, that will then make it, then you will start to see why Allah uses one type of emphasis over the other, or what is He emphasizing? That's the key part. First, you have to know how emphasis happens, and then we can say, what is he actually trying to emphasize? And that becomes an interesting question. Okay. Khabar inna is basically, like Sister Halima was saying, just, it's right, it's just khabar, but we change the terminology for khabar to khabar inna when you add harf nas inna to the sentence. It's still after is, still marfu, one word, the whole nine yards. Okay.
But related, we don't say related to inna, just related.
Just related. That related just remains as is. Is that okay? So it's related to khabar, right? So it's essentially the same thing. Yes? All right. How do you say the human? The human.
Insan.
The human.
Al-insan.
Very good. Al-insan. Okay. The human. He is a witness over himself. All right. Can I ask you all, did you all get this, the question? Do you guys get the question? The human, he is a witness over himself, yes? Mm-hmm. People, do you get the question? All right. Let's try the breakout room, shall we?
No?
Let's try it, inshallah. All right. There's a few of you who haven't joined. Maybe if you can please join, that'll be really nice. Oh, no problem, Sister Michelle. Let me assign you to Sister Nadia's group. Or actually, maybe we're just about to end. So, okay. All right, alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum. Tell people, what do we get?
Can I speak?
No, well, how, what's it called? Were you able to, people, if you didn't tell me, did it work out a little bit better this time?
Yes, it did.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Is it a little helpful to have people together just have some time away from the heat of the group chat?
It's It was excellent. Me and Zaida actually found out we're in the same country, so we've exchanged telephone numbers.
Alhamdulillah.
So we did more than Al Insana.
Very good. There is a chat inside the breakout rooms, yes. Okay. You can unmute yourself. There is a chat inside. It's too short. Okay. All right. Never appears. Oh, man. Okay. How does it... were people chatting, right? Or were you talking?
We were talking.
Talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking.
Talking as well? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed, you know, took the opinion of each other, and let us hope so it is correct.
I see, I see. And Sister Salaj, you were saying the chat has, that's okay, two options, yeah? Do you want to, like, just unmute yourself, Salaj, and explain that? Because you were in a group.
Yes, you, the chat, Assalamu alaikum. Shows, like, to everyone or to whoever the name of the person is in the chat. You don't get the option of two and then the whole name, all the names of the class. It's just restricted to the chat that you're in at that point.
I see, I see. So you got to select to the chat, right?
Look, you select the name of the person who you're talking to, but you can still message everybody in the class. Like, let's say we don't know the sentence or something like that. So if you can keep an eye on out on the chat, somebody might be asking you a question.
Yeah.
Because we can't reach you specifically.
I see. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Solange.
You're welcome.
All right. Al in sa. No, thank you. Then.
Shahidun.
Okay. If we say Shahidun, that's fine. But I also have Hua. I also have he. Oops. Right? Hua.
Hua.
Then, mashallah, as all of you are typing, excellent. Shaheedun ala
nafsihi.
Ala nafsihi. Okay. Why would I add this another? Isn't the hua implied? It is. But perhaps, Sister Aisha, I want to, like, add a dramatic effect here. Al-insan, huwa shaheedun ala nafsihi. You see? So, because, again, there isn't, this is now, we're trying to, excuse me, understand grammar, bring our vocabulary, make sense of it. But also, I'm trying to give you a glimpse of how this is unwrapped in the Quran, or how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this in the Quran. And I'll show you examples, inshallah, in the Quran study today of a few of these instances, yeah?
Ustad used over instead of upon himself. That doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, yeah, upon. Yeah, sorry. Upon. Sorry. That's what I meant. But Allah means over upon, right? But does that make sense, Sister Aisha? All right. Al-insanuhu, well, insan, we're not saying his human. We're saying the human. How many sentences do I have? Two. All right, my mubtada. Oops. Come back. My mubtada is
al-insanu.
Al-insanu.
No.
My khabar is what?
Sentence huwa shahidun.
The sentence huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. Right? Does that make sense, people? The whole sentence now is the khabar. But this sentence is a what? Jumla?
Ismiya.
Ismiya. You can see my screen, right, everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't see it. It's only one line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try something.
Oh.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. And then in huwa shahidun ala nafsihi, I am going to repurpose my sentence here, right? It's exact same analysis. Huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. Correct? Same exact thing as before. Do you agree with that? Huwa is a mubtada. Shahidun is a khabar. Correct? But here the interesting part is I have two jumlas. The jumla is the khabar of this mubtada. This is another way of saying, you know, like here's a way to emphasize. Okay, very good. I'm glad, alhamdulillah, that we got that. Let's do one last one before we go to the Quran study, which is the human. Oh, by the way, what's the reference? What's the rabit? What's the thing that links the second sentence to the mubtada of the first sentence? What is that?
Huwa.
Huwa. Right? This is something that has to... That's...
Oh, look. We're learning about a rabit.
Sorry.
Oh,
that's okay.
Sorry, I was just showing my phone.
That's okay, alhamdulillah. So this is huwa. Same, its status is irrelevant, sorry. Its number is singular. Its gender is?
Masculine.
Al-insanu, its number is?
Singular,
and its gender is
masculine.
All right. So when they both match, there's something from the khabar sentence that has to connect itself back to the mubtada of the first sentence. In this case, it is huwa. The sentence as a khabar can have related to khabar as well. Absolutely, Sister Thamar. It is the exact same thing. It's like a normal jumla ismiya. Huwa, mubtada, shahidun, khabar, ala nafsi, related, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi.
Imam, when you say the first sentence, you pause, and then you continue, that's where the huwa is coming and connecting, I guess.
Right, so, if I wanted to make my sentence more dramatic, I could do it this way. Al-insanu huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. And I can emphasize, innal insana huwa shahidun ala nafsihi. I can emphasize even more. Innal insana huwa ala nafsihi shahidun.
Oh my goodness me.
Right? There's just now you have a whole toolkit. And you can go ahead and emphasize whatever you want to emphasize, highlight whatever you like to highlight. Okay? This is the fun part, by the way, because now when you start to see it all in the Quran, you're like, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really, speaking to us in a manner that is truly miraculous. Last example. The human. He witnesses... That's okay. The human, he witnesses let's just say it like that. The human, he witnesses. Notice I'm using a fi'l here. Okay, I'm using a fi'l. And I'm using a present tense fi'l. Okay?
Yashhadu. Al-insanu yashhadu.
Excellent. All right.
Correct? Did I say correctly?
Perfect, yes. All right, perfect, very good. Al-insanu. Al-insanu. Yashhadu. Al-insanu? Yashhadu. Excellent. How about I say the and by the way, this is my mubtada is al-insanu, and my khabar is
sentence yashhadu.
The sentence yashhadu. The sentence yashhadu. And then the sentence is hadu. I have my fi'il, that is.
Student pronoun he.
First the fi'il.
Yashhadu.
Yashhadu. The fa'il is.
Student pronoun.
Student pronoun he, right? And that is the thing that ties the. That's the rabit. That's the thing that ties back the. Or links back, references back this sentence to the mubtada.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'm glad, alhamdulillah, we saw examples of how sentences can come within sentences, and you have all these different things. Let us go to a surah in Quran that is nice, that I think a lot of us can benefit from.
Can I ask a quick question, please?
Yeah. Please, by all means.
You say al-insanu.
Yes.
Yashadu. That still translates as the human. He witnesses.
Correct.
So if you put huwa, then how does it become different?
Huwa. So I'm just using. I'm trying to use the fair here, right? The witnesses. This is the fair. And the he comes from the hidden pronoun he. Is that okay?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'll digest it.
It's just this one. I'm trying to give a simple example of just how. Like Sister Solange is saying, it's like the human. It is him who is a witness. Would you like to explain that, Sister Solange? Just unmute your mic, please, while I find the surah that I'm looking for.
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't see the sentence anymore, but first from memory.
Right there.
Yes. So, well, you can't look. It's okay. I'm good. When you just have the normal sentence, you just saying the human is a witness. But then when you separate it like that, you're saying the human, it is him who is a witness. So you see the difference there? It's slight, but it's there.
His emphasis on
yes. Can you see hear it in my sentence? The human. Yeah. It is him who is the witness. Yeah. You can hear it, right? Okay.
So that could be the huwa, which is giving the emphasis. No, or without the huwa. I think I'm a bit confused.
No, the human. It is him. The human. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the human. You're describing him, and then you're saying the human. It is him who is a witness.
Which is the who I would put there. It is
him. Yes, yes.
The hand pronoun him.
Okay.
So the people from the Shams group, I explained the concept of the thing that joins the two sentences, but I mistakenly did not mention the term rabit. I will, inshallah, on Monday re-explain that to you all. Okay? That was just a term that I... didn't get to. Sister Michelle, your question is there. But the idea we discussed, if you remember, yes?
Rabit is the link.
Right. Okay. Now, let's look at Surah Buruj. Okay? Surah Buruj, and I'm going to do this like in a fast-paced style. Okay? Ready, people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be good. Don't worry. Whoa, there's all this like Arabic here. What's going on? All right. This is the surah. Surah Buruj. Okay? So in the last juz of the Quran. You have waw here. Was-sama'i dhatil buruj. Was-sama'i, waw here is a waw for qasam. Oath. Okay, by the sky, was samai that il buruj, that its constellations. Okay, it has the different stars, that il buruj. Wa, and Allah is taking an oath, al yawmi al maw'ud. Let's look at this word, al yawmi al maw'ud. So I'm going to highlight some things here. We're not going to look at the analyze every single thing. But we will analyze some things. Okay. Well, Yawmil Maw'ud.
Highlight.
Okay. Wa is a harf for emphasis. Okay. I'm sorry. Wa is a harf for qasam. Remember that harf of qasam is wa would come to take an oath?
Yes.
Okay. Al Yawmi is the thing that the oath is taken by. Now, al yawmi is what's its status?
Majroor.
Al yawmi is majroor. I think you know where I'm going with this, right? It's number, the day.
It's
singular. The gender.
Masculine.
So is there a reason to make it feminine? No reason, right? You have to have either tamarbuta, or it's a feminine name, or it's a non-human broken plural, right? Or it's a word that the Arabs, because the Arabs said so, right? None of those reasons are there. It's masculine, inshallah. And it is?
Definite.
Al-maw'ud, from, what are the root letters for maw'ud? Can you guess?
Wow, ain dal.
Right? Wow, ain and dal. From wa'ada, wa'adan, promise. Right? Promise. The promised day. It's on the pattern of ma'loom. Right? The thing that is known. Remember that? This is Maw'ud on the pattern of that same pattern, the promised day. Majroor, also singular, also masculine, also definite. This is what people?
Man'udnat.
Very good. Wal yawmil maw'ud. Okay. Spot for me another man'udnat in the next ayah.
Nari waqood.
In the very next ayah. I'm right here. You guys actually, I'm wrong. I misspoke. There is no manud. Sorry about that. Undo the question. Let's keep moving. Wa harf atf or the connector. Shahidin. Wa mashhudin. As you see, it will be connected to the word. They're all oaths, so they're all connected. And then finally, the sentence Qutila ashabul ukhdud comes. Qutila is a fi'l that is used in the passive. Right? This is something we learn in STA part 3, passive. He killed. He was killed. You see? He was killed. I leave that for later, but the translation is destroyed were the people of the trench. You can tell me Ashabu al-Ukhdud is what? These two words? Ashabu al-Ukhdudi.
Mudaf
ilayhi? This is mudaf ilayhi. Very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, let us write here. Oops. Mudaf. Plus mudaf ilayhi. Ashab al-Ukhdud. Right? Alright. An-Nari that al-Waqood. The fire that's got flames, it's stoked. Okay? Idh hum alayha qu'ud. Idh is remember when. Hum. Alright. Is this a jumla ismiya?
Yeah.
It is jumla ismiya. Okay, tell me, what is my muqtada?
Hum,
right? Excellent. What's my khabar?
Alayha.
Khabar has to be a ism, that is one word, right?
Cold.
And marfu', yes?
Or it could be a sentence.
No, or a sentence, right? But in this case, it's not a sentence, so it's going to be one word, marfu'. You're right, Shamim. Ahsanti. All right. Qu'udun. Qu'ud from the word qaf, ayn, dal. Qa'ada, which means to sit. Qa'id is the one who sits, right? You might know in Urdu, qa'id, right? The al-qa'id is the one who sits on the chair, meaning the one who is in charge.
Nurani qa'ida.
That's like a foundation.
Okay.
I guess they're related, right? Somehow. But the plural of qa'id, the one who sits, is qu'ud. It's a plural. Okay? Plural of qa'id. As you notice, this is what type of plural? Is it a sound masculine plural?
Broken.
No, broken.
No. It's a broken, but human, right? Because it's talking about humans. They sat. All right. Just as an FYI, but you, the point is you saw the khabar, and that's the real important thing. Okay, then, do I have related?
Yes.
Alayha.
Alayha.
No.
Alayha. What's exactly going to be alayha?
Is it a zarf then without filay?
Ala, what's ala?
Harfja,
right? Alayha is actually reality. What is alayha?
Alayhi.
Alayhi, you know, the harfja is ala, remember?
Ala, yeah.
And then?
Isma majroor.
Isma majroor is ha, right?
Ha, yeah.
But when you write it, when ala joins or is attached pronoun joins ala, it becomes alay. Do you remember we mentioned this before, right?
Yes.
Okay. وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُود And they, so إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُود, they're stoking this fire. وَهُمْ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُود, and they're sitting by it, by the fire. As you notice, what is Allah highlighting here?
Jahannam?
This is the people who stoked a fire and burned the believers in it. Right? It's a very long and interesting story. I encourage you to look it up. Right? Alayha. The ha is referring to the fire. An-nari dhatil wuqood from the previous ayah. And Allah is highlighting, they sat by this fire. They sat by watching people burn. People burn to death. They sat by watching people to burn. The sitting by, or the part that's highlighted here is, like, you're by the fire, you're seeing a human burn, even if you are completely opposed to them, you can't even find the humanity in yourself to stop that from happening. إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُود. وَهُمْ, right, subhanAllah, عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ, and they, عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ, عَلَى means
on.
Ma yafaluna, what they have been doing, bil mu'minina, to the believers, shuhudun. Shuhud is the plural of shaheed. Witnesses. Okay. I'm going to move quickly to like this ayah. This is the one I wanted to get to because this is the one that has some jumla ismiya in it. All right. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ نَقَمُوا is from intiqam, or intiqam is from naqamu, to take revenge. they took revenge from them. Ma naqamu, they did not take revenge from them. Illa, what does illa mean?
Except.
An yu'minu. An, that, perfect, yu'minu, they believed, billahi, in Allah, al-azizi, the mighty, al-hamidi, the praiseworthy. The reason why they are taking revenge on them is not because these people had done something terrible, but because they believed in Allah. So they sat by content, by the fires, watching the believers burn. Subhanallah. Alladhi lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ard. I'm going to highlight one jumla ismiya here. Okay? Tell me, people. Lahu mulku as-samawati wal-ard. What is my mubtada? Sorry, I know I'm running out of time, but this is the last thing we'll do, inshallah.
Lahu.
Mubtada has to be marfu'.
Oh.
Mulku. Mubtada. Yes or no?
Yes.
That's okay if you didn't get that part. Is mubtada mulku also something else?
Yeah, mudaf.
Mulku. When I ask that question, you know the answer is yes, right? And then as-samawati.
Mudaf
ilayhi.
Mudaf ilayhi.
Lahu.
Oh, we'll come back to lahu, brother Musa. Hold on. We'll come back to lahu. We're not done with lahu yet. We'll come back to it. Hold on. All right. As-samawati. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is mudaf ilayhi. Yes? Is there a waw after that?
Yes.
What type of waw would it be?
Connector.
Connector. And then, what is connected to a samawat?
Al-Ardi.
Al-Ardi. Do you start to see that, people?
Yeah.
Connected to a samawati. All right, so this is all connected. Mulku samawati wal-Ardi. Let's write out the translation. Shall we? Mulk means what?
King, I don't know.
Kingdom. Mulk is kingdom, right? So good. Malik is a king. Mulk is kingdom, dominion. Malik is the owner. All those are related meanings. Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right. King, so translate this for me. Mulku samawati wal ard, please.
The heavens and the earth?
Sure, but with mulku. The kingdom or kingdom?
Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Okay, let's try kingdom of the samawat.
Skies
and
the earth.
Should I add da in the beginning?
Yes.
Yes.
I should. Is my mudaf definite?
Yes.
Because mudaf ilayhi is definite, right? Can I add this? The kingdom of the skies and the earth.
Yeah.
Right? Or as Sister Solange, you were saying something, it went up in the chat. Dominion or. Okay. Kingship, yes. Kingship as well. Good transition. I'm still looking for my khabar though, right? Or I need something after is. Still. Yes or no? Because mulku samawati wal ard is not a sentence yet. Are you with me, people?
Yeah.
Do you see why this is not a sentence yet? Oh no. Go down. Because I don't have, let me just do this actually, this is better. Because I don't have yet a khabar. I have the mubtada. All right, lahu mulku lahu. What is lahu? Can someone tell me? Two words. For him. Harf jar isim majur. Now, in the highlighted part that I have highlighted for you, is there another word that is marfu? In the highlighted part. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ
مُلْكُ
مَا مُلْكُ you already got, مُبْتَدَى. Is there another word that is مَرْفُوع?
No.
There's no other word as مَرْفُوع, right? So that means what? I don't have a خَبَر.
خَبَر.
I have no خَبَر. But do I have a related to خَبَر?
Yes.
What is that?
Lahu.
Okay. All right. Lahu translate for me. The kingdom of the skies and the earth is lahu.
For him.
Now, do you notice that the related is before the mubtada?
Yes.
Right? I think Sister Fazana was asking that question. Right? Here, you notice the related is before the mubtada. There's no khabar. This creates the meaning of exclusivity. You with me, people? So I will say what? Exclusively. Or the kingdom of the skies and the earth is for him. Exclusively, it's only for Allah. People, you with me?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Alhamdulillah. Can I do one last sentence with you? I know this is the last tutorial, right? So, is that okay?
Yeah.
If someone has to leave, you can leave. I was trying to get to this as fast as I can, but I wanted to do at least a couple of things and. That's a word that we were practicing in the tutorial. Shaheed, right there. All right. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Mubtada, people. What is my mubtada in this sentence?
What the word Allah?
The word Allah.
The word Allah. The word wow begins a new sentence, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a period or comma or semicolon. And then Allahu is my mubtada. Okay. So hold on, Sister Maryam is saying Mubtada has to be first, but here related was first. Excellent question, Sister Maryam. The Mubtada has to be first. That's the normal order. But sometimes you can have this situation. The related to be to khabar can be before Mubtada, and is there a reason for it? Yes. Meaning of exclusivity. Here, related comes even before Mubtada, but then the khabar goes out the window, by the way. Okay? وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Exclusively. You with me? Alright. there was I. Oh, okay. The word Mubtada is Allahu, yes? Okay, then khabar, people help me out. Marfu ism. So we say sentence only when there's more than one marfu ism, right? If there's like, if you look at our sentences that we said are, you know, like al insanu huwa shahidun. There's three marfu isms. We can't explain that by saying manut not. You cannot. That's why we say this is a jumla, mubtada khabar, And then this whole jumla is then khabar for insan. Right? But here I only have, in this sentence, two marfu isms. So the first one is mubtada, the second one is? It's khabar, right? And what is my related to khabar?
Ala
kulli
shay'in.
And then I'll make kulli is mudaf and shay'in is
mudaf ilayhi.
Shay'in. Did you all see that, people? How shay'in is mudaf ilayhi? Right, it's no al, no tanween, followed by something that's majroor. Okay, what's before? Khabar or related to khabar?
Related
to khabar. Okay. So Allah is shaheedun,
a witness.
Over kulli shay'in.
Everything.
All things, everything. Okay? But then what do I underline in bold?
All things.
Let me do this, right? Over all things. That's what Allah is trying to highlight. Now look at the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the people. Yeah, you got your victory. You burn. You watch them burn. But don't forget, who does the kingdom of the earth and sky belong to? Lahu, exclusively to Allah. And He watches over all things. This is not going to go unnoticed. This is not going to go unpunished. Do you see that? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah to like a criminal. You may get your victory in this world, but in the next life, you know justice is coming. Maybe in this world, most definitely in the next world. And also notice, Wallahu ala kulli shay'in, everything Allah is witnessing. That's why the related came before, to highlight that part. I hope you got a little bit of a taste for why we're learning these things. Yeah? Same thing here, by the way. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Here, لَهُمْ, the related is before the مُبْتَدَى. لَهُمْ, related is before the مُبْتَدَى. Exclusively for them, these people, for them exclusively and only them, is the punishment of the fire of hell and the punishment of the burning. Because they are the ones who persecuted and did not repent. All right, alhamdulillah. We will stop there. We will continue actually more of this on Monday. Monday is all looking at examples from Quran, inshallah. I hope you will be there for that. And again, steps to Arabic 2 will continue looking at more and more of how all this applies, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for staying till the very end. I'm sorry for going over time, but this was the last one, so I figured might as well try to bring everything together, yeah? Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Monday. We will recap some of the concepts, and then inshallah, we will apply everything to the Quran, and that will be a nice way to end the semester. Okay, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bajazakallah.